Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me. Another exciting show of Real Estate Realities is upon us. And I got the one and only Matt back with me again here, producing the show, the best in the biz. And I'm very excited about that. So let's get right into it. The title of today's show is The Market Opening Up. Okay, we're starting to see some change. We're going to talk about how you can take advantage of that change. We're also going to have Austin Darby join us on that third segment. He's from Main Street Insurance. He's going to talk a little bit about what's going on when we get these heavy rains, flood insurance, hail season, checking your coverage, all good stuff, folks, that you're going to want to make sure you tune in and take some notes as we go throughout the show. We always talk the good, the bad, and I'm going to tell you what. Here's the good. June and July and the first couple weeks of August are the worst time to sell. And you say, Justin, why is that good? Well, it's good for buyers. It's good for investors. 2 months ago, we had 212 listings on the market. We are about 725 listings on the market. Talk about a pickup in inventory. And it's going to be a small opening, folks. This isn't a correction coming or a crash. Not at all. We're still 2 to 3 years solid appreciation on the horizon. But what I will tell you is this is going to be this 3 month period before we see rates go up, right? That is going to happen. And we're going to see a 3 month period here where we can get a window, get in, pick up some good deals. If you want to be a part of it, if you want to make money while you sleep, if you want to start making passive income, if you want to start having tax shelters, paying less to Uncle Sam, call me. It's Justin Hermes. I will change your life. My number is 232-1063. That's 232-1063. And obviously the bad is inflation is upon us, folks. Consumer prices are up 5% year over year. That is the highest jump we've seen since 2008. Okay, as gas prices go up, what happens? It costs more to fly goods, to ship goods, to drive goods across the country. The gas prices affect everything. Grocery prices. I could go on and on. And the inflation will continue. We'll see gas at above $4 a gallon for the end of the year. I know that will happen. And what I'm going to tell you is real estate is the best safeguard against inflation, folks. The best safeguard. You need to diversify right now. You can't have just money in a 401k or just your retirement or a Roth IRA. Real estate's got to be one of your buckets. So tune in every Sunday here with me, Justin Hermes. If you have questions in the meantime, 232-1063. That's 232-1063. Stick around as we slide into the second segment talking about the market opening up and how you can take advantage. You're listening to Caradio News Radio, Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. We'll be right back. Are you ready for a good
day? DJ, make that record skip. It's a straight up redneck rager doing body shots of Jaeger. Let her rip.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Man, crank up the beat. Put AC/DC on repeat. We shake it all.
Okay, folks, thanks for sticking with me. We're back in here, the second segment here of Real Estate Realities. Boy, it's been an exciting first half of the year. We've helped some people pick up some great deals. We've done about 20 off-market deals so far this year. We're still getting great returns for our investors, some great purchases. So if you want to be a part of that process, feel free to give me a shout. Justin Hermes, Colorado Springs native, helping people create passive income through real estate at a local level. level here. I know you see the big national bigwig stars, and they want you to give them money so they can keep building their real estate empire and cut you small returns. I want to get you in the game. Ground level. You want to be part of it, call me at 232-1063. That's a 232-1063. We're going to start off right now, folks. You got to get ready because rates are continuing to go up. Fannie Freddie is putting a buffer on about 0.5% higher interest rate for any of those investors out there, okay? And so right now, you really need to get your ducks in a row because as rates start to push, yes, it takes away your borrowing power. We talked about inflation a little bit there at the end of the first segment. Normally, inflation sits at about 2% yearly. This year, we're probably going to see it go up to around 5% inflation. It's already hovering around 3. Early 70s, you know, into the mid-70s, we saw inflation got up to 10%, right? 5% in the 60s. Not as much during that decade, but what I will tell you is we're starting to see that at 3%, and my prediction is it does get up to 5%. And that is why you have to be so diligent about getting in the real estate market because it is one of the best safeguards against inflation. Yes, better than your 401k. Yes, better than your Roth. Now, I'm not saying don't invest in those things. They need to be part of your buckets. But real estate, if you don't have real estate as a bucket and we hit some hyperinflation, boy, pa-pow, you are in for some hurting. You're going to get beat up by inflation. It just is what it is, okay? So I'll repeat that to you. Inflation got up to 10% in the 70s, 5% in the 60s. Yes, history does repeat itself. We will see something in between those numbers, and that's where I think we'll see inflation get up to 5%. And then just like they did in the past, they will have to push interest rates up aggressively, hopefully never to the point where we saw in the Carter days where interest rates got all the way to 18% to finally slow down inflation. But there's no doubt about it. I think in 2 to 3 years, they will be at 8%. And in a year, we'll start to see them trickle up around 5%. Investment rates are already getting close to that. Okay, so we have the inflation factor. We have the interest rate factor. We talked about those. Now, why does inventory rise this time of year? We've seen it historically. Every year, inventory really picks up June and July. Except for last year, because of COVID, a lot of people were timid on putting any homes on the market. We saw inventory below 300 constant throughout that year. And this year, yes, we're above 700. Okay, so what I'll tell you right now is baby boomers are downsizing. We live in a big PCS town. That's a military duty change, right? And that happens in June and July. Well, guess what? People go, well, that doesn't matter. You have more sellers, but you have more buyers coming in. Well, no. Most of the buyers come in March, April, May. They secure a house and they're moved in by June. Guess what else? A lot of buyers go on vacation June, July. They're camping, 4th of July, holidays. We see less buyers in the market in June and July. And that's why I've told people, terrible time to sell. You need to be early spring. The best time historically is February, March, April, May, or late fall. So if you still want to sell this year, you got to time it right because it can cost you $20,000, $30,000 depending on your timing and where the market is at. Okay, so keep that in mind, folks. If you're thinking of selling next year, make sure you get on February, March, April, May at the absolute latest. I've found some of my best purchases here in Colorado Springs have come late summer and obviously into that winter time period because we do see sellers who are putting their houses on the market. Either it's a divorce, a death in the family. Most people don't plan to move right in the middle of winter and during the holidays. Right? So inventory is picking up big time and we're not seeing as much of a uptick in buyers. Now, I'll tell you below 400, yes, we're still seeing a ton of multiple offers. That ship is sailing, folks. We're never going to see homes beneath 400,000. You're just going to see it as a standard that you're going to see, you know, new build townhouses right now are high 300s and a new build home is going to be high 400s if you're lucky. And so that's going to be the new standard. And that new build product, the new build pricing is a big factor in what controls the resale market, right? What is on the new build side pulls up what is on the resale side. Okay, so we talked about it. 2 months ago, we were in the low 200s as far as inventory. Today, we're at 712 active homes. Now, we still see a big shortage in townhouses. Only 47 townhouses, only 18 condos, and 445 single family. And you may say, folks, those numbers don't compute. We're missing 100-something homes there from what you have active and what you broke down in those categories. And what I'm going to tell you is that is the new build homes there, folks. That's the gap right there. So if we're looking at completely resale single-family homes on the market you could move into in 30 days, 445 is that number. And as we see inventory rising, this is why we're not going to see a large correction, because we, to see a correction, would need a minimum of 2,000 homes on the market. A minimum. That means we could have 1,000 foreclosures hit the market tomorrow, and that would not affect us one iota. Okay, let me say that again. We could have 1,000 foreclosures come on the market and would not affect the market. It really wouldn't. A healthy market in Colorado Springs, with the size we have, El Paso County, we should have about 4,000 homes on the market. 4,000 would mean level playing field for both buyers and sellers. The big reason why we see 2 to 3 years out for a market correction, and it's not going to be a crash, a correction, is because guess what? Building costs, labor, is not going to go back down to where it was with inflation. Minimum wage is increasing. You got to pay workers more. And guess what else? Yes, lumber costs are coming back down. Yes, a lot of building costs, materials are coming back down. They'll never return, folks, to where they were. They just won't. And so that cost to build will not go down. And I believe a year from now, we'll be looking at all single family. I talked about high 400s, but I believe a new build will be a minimum, you know, for a 1,500 square foot on slab single family, 500,000. And then you'll see a townhouse will be at 400,000 for the new build products. Okay. Now, what I'll tell you is there are certain areas I've done new builds, but I'm very careful about what is going in around it and how long will the builders be building in those neighborhoods. And if it's super far out east, guess what? Taxes are extremely high because you're paying for all that development cost, curb, gutter, sewer, the new fire department, getting police out there, and what I'm going to tell, and the roads, all that stuff goes into play. And what I'm going to tell you too is, as the builders continue to build around you, and if they're building around you for the next 10 years, you have no insulation, right, folks? You have no insulation. So if you can buy something central, west side, powers, somewhere where you go, you know what, there's nowhere for builders to build around me, we call that being insulated, protected from the market. And guess what? You have low taxes as well. That's why we buy in established neighborhoods. Does that mean we don't do new builds? No, but we're hypersensitive on the areas we choose to go in and help clients purchase new builds. Okay, I would say I only do probably 4 new builds a year out of the 80 homes I sell. So that'll tell you right there what I believe as far as getting a good investment and leaning towards the resale side. Okay, so it's that simple, folks. The little nugget there is, if new build prices don't correct, which they won't, then resale does not go down. Now, we may see a correction higher, 700,000, 800,000, 900,000, but in that lower range, it is much tougher. Okay, so I'm telling you, there's going to be a 3-month window here, and it's starting right now, where there are better deals on the market, rates are still low, and this market will tighten back up in October. The inventory will tighten back up in October. That is why I'm encouraging you right now to call me. Justin Hermes, I want you to chalk up a game plan and get in on some of this success. My number is 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. You know, me, myself, I've learned to leverage properly, use real estate in that regards, to the point where I could, yes, retire at the age of 30 years old. Which is just unbelievable to think about. And that's why I do the radio show, is to share with you, the radio listener, how to properly chalk up a game plan and use leverage to your benefit to create a bucket in real estate that will help you make money while you sleep. That passive income that provides that important financial freedom. Okay, folks? So it's all about first getting Churchill certified, getting fully underwritten, and figuring out exactly what we're going after, whether it be a fourplex, single family, or a duplex, and having that game plan down. When the right deal comes, boom, we're on it like white on rice, and we're getting to the closing table in 20 days. We're helping you rent the property. We either manage it ourselves for you, or we teach you how to become a landlord, which is awesome because we give you all the tools to succeed, and that's what makes us different than any other realtor in the industry. Okay, so the other thing is, you may be sitting here listening and go, Justin, all I've thought about my whole life is when I move, I have to sell. That's the only option. What? It's simple math. What are you going to do with the money when you sell those proceeds? Are you able to put it in the market and make a strong return? And it's a scary time to be looking at putting money into the stock market right now. Or can we sit there and look at it and go, hey, your mortgage is only $800. We could rent this for $2,000. You're making $1,200 a month passive income. Where could you make that with your sales proceeds? Well, nowhere. And get the tax write-offs, all the benefits. We have to run those numbers. You have to start looking at real estate differently. It is a 401k with a front door, folks. It is a passive income investment for you. And if you have a great piece of property, you need to make sure if you're selling it, is that a wise decision? Is it a bad investment, or do you need that money to pay off debt? All those things go into the calculation, okay? You're listening to Justin Hermes, RE/MAX Properties here, Real Estate Realities. I want to help you create passive income. And this is it, folks. The market is opening. Be ready to jump. Stick around. Third segment, Austin Darby, Main Street Insurance. We'll be right back.
I came to get down. I came to get down. So get down your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
It might be 1 o'clock and it might be three. Time don't mean that much to me. I ain't had this much fun since I don't know when.
Hey folks, Justin Hermes again here. You're cruising into the third segment, Real Estate Realities. We got our monthly contributor, the best insurance agent in the Colorado area, Austin Darby. How you doing?
Hey, doing well, Justin. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, my friend. We kind of gave a little teaser on the first segment there, talked a little bit about, you know, what I've heard a lot from people is, hey, we've had such heavy rain. I've had my basement flood. We're not in a flood zone. And then I called my insurance company. I don't have flood coverage and this and that. So can you just shed some light on ways to protect yourself against that and any advice you could lend the radio listener?
Yeah, I think it's something that we've kind of talked a little bit about in the past here. And, you know, flooding's not something that you really expect in Colorado, but it's also, I mean, it's really dry here. So the water doesn't absorb super well. And I have people, a lot of times basements get flooded, window wells get flooded, and it starts dumping into the house. And they go, oh, I need to make a claim, and realize they don't have the coverage when, you know, I talk to most people, I mention it just to make sure, like, hey, know it's available, especially, I mean, I write a lot with Safeco. I really like them as an insurance company, and they offer an endorsement that's about $180 a year. I mean, that's, let's go $15 a month. Yeah, doing a little math in the head there. I mean, why not for about $15-$20 a month, go ahead and add some flood coverage and make sure if something like that is to happen that you're covered. But I mean, a lot of people just hear, oh, it's more money, can't do it. And it's like, well, that's a big asset that you're letting go for $15 a month. I mean, cancel your Netflix subscription and protect your house or something. You know, I really just think that it's one of those things you got to consider.
Yeah, I mean, it's just water can just do such harm. And it's crazy because in Colorado, I think people get away from thinking about because, you know, it's like, oh, okay, we're not, you know, at sea level and you don't hear about hurricanes and this and that. And, you know, really it can do a ton of damage to your property. And as far as basements go, it can cause a real big nightmare.
Exactly. And that's something that happened to me. I'm glad I put it on my policy last year when I got the fourplex, because two of my units, they have windows that are right at ground level. And we had some, you know, torrential rain last summer as well. And last summer I had an $8,000 claim because same thing, it rained and the water level rose about a foot and started dumping into the windows of my lower two units. And luckily I had the coverage, or else I would have been $8,000 out of pocket instead of paying $15 a month to have that coverage. So, I mean, I just really think it's something that, you know, people will pay $15 a month for Netflix and Spotify and Hulu and all these things, but not to protect their home. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So, I mean, you know, give me a call at 719-464-4705 and I can help kind of educate you on that and just help you make sure that you are covered properly. And that's the biggest thing we want whenever I'm, you know, trying to get people to save you money. But we also want to make sure you know what coverage you need and make sure that you have the right coverage to protect your most valuable asset.
And so, folks, when we think about navigating the insurance process, you know, and we talk about having real estate as a bucket and a large investment. You need to make sure that you have somebody looking at it who owns investment properties, understands it, because a lot of people go willy-nilly. They snag their insurance. They don't have somebody looking at it in depth. And then you run into issues, and then you go, geez, oh, Pete, that was a tough lesson to learn. And Austin's probably had people who've called him, you know, and explained those things. And, you know, he makes sure you're taken care of as far as your coverage. And then also he's relooking your rates and make sure you're getting the best rates out there and that you're doing, you know, what you should be with your coverage and protecting your property.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that, you know, we've seen lately, and I know you've seen it too. I mean, building costs is going up. Everything's starting to go up, especially in Colorado Springs. I mean, there's a hailstorm last August. There was not too much in 2019. There's a giant hailstorm in 2018. And prices overall are starting to increase because building costs is going up, which means you're going to have to insure your home for more value. Everything is, you know, kind of starting to go up, and the insurance market's starting to correct as well, because, you know, you're seeing $1,200, $1,500 a year premiums for houses are starting to go up to $1,500 to $1,800 per year, just because the insurance companies are trying to recoup from all the damages that have happened here in the past. So it's one of those things. It's just like the refinance product. Everything going on with refinances, because the rates are low right now. Well, the insurance rates are the same way. Get them while they're hot, because I'm just starting to see them go up more and more and more. And the sooner you shop, the sooner you can lock in a good rate. And that's what I'm trying to get people to, you know, realize right now is now's the time to make sure you get your rate locked in and get a policy grandfathered in, because they're also starting to increase deductibles. So you don't want to be, you know, shopping later and realizing, oh, my insurance is expensive, and now I'm going to shop a year later. The rates have gone up, and now I'm required a minimum 1% deductible for wind and hail instead of getting one locked in right now when you can get a $1,000 deductible or a $2,500 deductible for wind and hail and get that locked in and have your policy grandfathered so you don't lose that.
There you go, folks. You're getting a lot of knowledge here. This is awesome. And then also talk a little bit about hail season, checking your deductible, checking your coverage, things like that, as we really, you know, this is a susceptible time of year as far as hail, and making sure you got your ducks in a row. Talk a little bit about that if you could, Austin.
Yeah, just got disconnected. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. I thought you just got upset with the question and said, see you later. Thanks for playing. We'll see you next time.
No, I had another call come in and it automatically like transferred me over.
Oh, I know. You got bigger fish to fry. I understand. Just, you know, you can hang up on me in my personal life. Just please don't do it when we're on radio, because then I get embarrassed and I cry. And Matt, it makes me sad, doesn't it? It makes me sad. You know, I don't want to be sad. So anyway, we're on the radio, so we should continue on. Hail season. Check your coverage. Talk a little bit about that. Deductibles, stuff like that, so people can have their ducks in a row as hail season is upon us.
Yeah. That's one of the big things for sure that we're always looking into. And right now, like I said, lock that deductible in, because every company's starting to jack them up. So they're starting to go to 1% or going to a $5,000 minimum wind and hail deductible, because they're going, well, hey, we got to protect ourselves. If we're going to be putting on $15,000, $20,000 plus dollar roof, you know, every time a hailstorm's happening in each home, we don't want to pay that full amount. So now they're starting to jack up that deductible to $5,000 to cover as much as possible, instead of, you know, getting locked in right now at $1,000 or $2,500 or keeping a smaller deductible. So lock those rates in while you can, and make sure you're shopping your insurance right now to make sure you have a good rate, you have a good deductible, and make sure when you do have to make a claim that you're putting that class 4 roof on. It's the smartest investment you can make. And I have a couple roofing companies that I work with right now that if you do make a claim and you need a new roof, I mean, give us a call, because they'll upgrade you to the class 4 roof for free if you use our roofing companies as well. So it's definitely something to think about, is make sure you do protect yourself properly, get good coverage on your home. Make sure your deductible is low, because you don't want to be coming out a ton of out of pocket when you do have to replace your roof, because you're in Colorado Springs. It is going to happen. You know, it's inevitable.
And so, Austin, what would you say the savings are on average of going with that upgraded shingle you're talking about there?
Yeah, so I just did one today, actually, for one of your buyers, and it went down $140 for the year. So, I mean, over $10 a month in savings on your insurance, just for upgrading to that class 4 roof. And like I said, our roofers, a lot of the times, if you're making a claim and you're getting a new roof, make sure you use, you know, the right people, the guys that we trust, of course, and they'll upgrade that class 4 roof on your claim, and you won't have to pay any additional out of pocket. And the next time a hailstorm happens, you probably won't have to make a claim. because your roof will be, you know, at a higher level. Because that's something my parents did when they had their roof damaged in 2016. They upgraded the Class 4 roof. Then the hailstorm hit again in 2018. Well, they didn't make another claim, because that's the problem too. You make that claim in 2016, then you make another claim in 2018. A lot of insurance companies are going, well, we'll see you later, buddy, because we paid for two new roofs in the past 3 years, and we don't want to keep paying you. That's, you know, that's the thing. They don't want to keep putting on new roofs because you don't want to upgrade your roof, and they know the hail's going to continue to happen. So make sure you get smart about it and get that good roof on. Make sure your deductible is locked in where you want it. You know, make sure you're properly covered. It's one of those things. I mean, it's like we've been talking about. It's your number one asset.
There it is, folks. Austin, thanks for bringing the knowledge, baby. Appreciate you, my friend. And as always, guys, I do all my insurance with Austin. If you need insurance, he's going to get you the best rate, the best coverage. He speaks the investment property language. His number 464-4705. That is 464-4705. Austin, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Justin. It's always a pleasure.
You got it, folks. Like we say at the end of every show, this is fun talking insurance, mortgages, hey, making money, passive income. Most important thing, use the gifts God has given you. Have a great Sunday, and we'll see you right back here, 10:30, Real Estate Realities next Sunday.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.